At the Wyffels Hybrids Corn Strategies, I am visiting with Brian Humphreys. And Brian, I know you're National Sales Manager for Wyffels. That probably gives you the opportunity to have a perspective of what's going on out in the countryside and in a broad territory. So when you look at this corn crop this season, what are some of the things you've seen condition-wise around the country?
Sure. Well, I get a chance to travel quite often through the Midwest, and I can take a broad view here. Starting in Kentucky, we had a real late planting window in that part of the world, a lot of water late into the season. In fact, there's corn that's knee-high and corn that's done pollinating in western Kentucky. You move up through Illinois, the crops, I would say, are well below average until you get to probably that Springfield, Decatur, Champaign line. You move north, and I would say the crop looks good, fair to good. You move into Iowa, and I'd say the northern, probably third to half of Iowa looks excellent in my mind. Had some wind damage come through parts of northeast Iowa, as you all know, here in, last week. Hit parts of northern Illinois. But I would say the area that I travel that it looks the best is the northern half of the state of Iowa.
So when you look at this season and some of the challenges we've had, whether it's been wet, cool, dry, we've kind of had all of it in the Corn Belt.
You bet. And I'd say right now I think the biggest situation that we need to be concerned about is some areas that really need a drink right now. I think it's always critical during pollination that you get a drop of water. You got to have a half inch to an inch or something during a pollination period. It's really critical. And right now we've got a lot of acres that are really needing some rain bad.
Yeah, I would definitely say that's what I'm hearing, northern Missouri, here southern eastern Iowa for sure. Looking at what you guys offer these corn growers, what kind of comments would you make to that audience about the types of hybrids you're bringing to market that can help them maybe get through some of these weather challenges?
Sure, that's a great point. And I would say, you know, at Wyffels, what we have is if you look at our core marketing area, Illinois and Iowa, southwest Minnesota, Kentucky, and southern Wisconsin, we have more replicated research testing locations than any of our competitors. That gives us the opportunity to take a look at a broad range of genetics, not only our commercial lineup, but all the experimentals that are in those locations. And although we think wind damage and drought or too much rain is a bad situation for a corn grower, from a research standpoint, it really sorts out those products are going to work. We take that information, that directly goes into our product guides. It allows us to better place hybrids for somebody on their farm.
Yeah, there's nothing like the real world with dealing with Mother Nature to show you how something's going to work or not work.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great point.
So looking at the Corn Strategies meeting, now this one's kind of just kicking off today, but you had one in Illinois last week. What kind of feedback and comments are you getting from your customers?
Sure. Last week we had about 1,000 people over a two-day period in Illinois, and we're going to have a great crowd here last night as well as we're going to today. I would say the biggest concern always seems to be grain marketing and growers wanting to know and understand the market better, what's going to happen, all kinds of information. You know, we're getting to a point where we're not going to get too much more information out of the government. It is what it is. And now it becomes, are we going to get rain or not? What's the crop going to be, above average, below average, et cetera? And I think that's the situation we're in. And growers, I think, are always looking for answers of what should I be doing.
Well, one of the benefits of coming here to your event seems to me that you are bringing in some of these experts, economists and market analysts, and they're being asked questions and at least given what they think the answers are.
Sure, exactly. And I think that's one of the things that I would point out, that what we're done here with Corn Strategies is what I believe is unique in the industry, is in this meeting, we're not going to have any hard push, hard sell. Let's just talk about Wyffels. This is basically based on surveys and information that our customers and corn growers in general, what information do they want? What do they find important? What information do they need to make better decisions on their farming operation? As you can see in the vendor portion of the tent, we have numerous grain technology, grain storage, planting information, companies, financial information, and then speakers that have a broad range to give a snapshot of what's going on in our industry today.
What do you hope that these growers will leave the farm here today thinking about when it comes to Wiffles and their experience?
Sure. Well, I want them to take when they leave here and they've been to Corn Strategies is, you know what, my perception is very high of this brand and not so much of the products they have and what they represent, but it's the type of people that work at this company and how we are strong with relationships with our customers, and we really do have a vested interest on their farm. That's what I want them to take home.
Well, having been here last night and so far even this morning, almost seems kind of like a family atmosphere here.
Exactly, and that's our culture, and that's what we're after.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Brian Humphreys with Wiffles Hybrids, and here from Corn Strategies in Iowa, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.